This is a podcast from the Refugee Study Centre. To find out more, please visit www.rsc.ox.ac.uk.
Seminar series for the 2013-14 academic year. The theme of this term's seminar series is refugees within the politics of mobility. And what we want to do, because the organisers of this year's, this term's seminar series are myself, Matthew Gibney, and Alex Betts. What we wanted to do was to highlight various political controversies, contestations and questions raised by the movement of forced migrants, and really to consider the extent to which forced migration and refugees can be considered within the broader politics of mobility or needs to be theorised separately from it. And we hope to get some kind of reflections on that question as the term moves on and as the seminar series moves on. Tonight, you could call this a form of nepotism, I suppose, that our first speaker is one of the conveners of the seminar, Alexander Betts. I'm not going to give a big introduction to him because most of you know him from the fact that he is here at Oxford, at the Refugee Studies Centre. He is University Lecturer in Refugee and Forced Migration Studies. And while I won't talk much about his work, I will give you an interesting personal fact about him, which you probably don't know, and that is that he is something of a long-distance runner. And on the weekend, in the Oxford Half Marathon, about 4,000 runners, Alex came 24th. Now, if you're a cynical person like me, you ask, what was he running from? that made him run so fast. But nonetheless, I think one can see that he is a man with many strings to his bow. And we're going to see one of the most delicate and attractive strings tonight in terms of his academic work. He's going to talk about a subject on which his new book is based. His new book is on survival migration, out with Cornell University Press. And I noticed there are copies located over there. And Alex has informed me that if you would like to buy a copy of the book after the seminar, he will happily take your money from you and sign a copy of the book for you as well. So tonight his talk is on survival migration, failed governance, and the crisis of displacement. Take it away, Alex.
Thank you very much, Matthew. I hardly know how to respond to that introduction. I'm quite embarrassed. On the nepotism, very briefly, it was almost by accident rather than design, really, that I ended up being here. Selling the opening slot to potential speakers is harder than it sounds. And so in the absence of anyone else being willing to take the opening slot, I obviously had to step in. And it may well be that at the end of this presentation, I'm running from you. This is intended to be a presentation and a book project that is provocative. It's meant to inspire debate, reaction, and controversy. And with that in mind, I very much look forward to the Q&A and the interaction. And no response, no question, however critical and however controversial and provocative, will be unwelcome. The book is intended to inspire debate. To say a little bit about the book, it's a work I've been developing for about 3 years based on extensive field work in sub-Saharan Africa, and it was one of the main elements of a previous research project I worked on called Global Migration Governance, which was thinking about the international institutional architecture relating to human mobility and particularly cross-border movement. And the project and the book can be read at two levels. On one level, relating to the question of refugees and migration, it's trying to think about the changing nature of cross-border displacement and what that means for the institution of asylum in the 21st century. So as the nature of who is moving across borders and the reasons why they're moving across borders has changed, who today are the people who should have a human rights-based claim to not be returned to their country of origin? And what does that mean in the contemporary world? But on a second level, it's also asking a broader question about global governance and international institutions in world politics. And the question it's trying to ask is, under what conditions do old international institutions, created at a particular moment and juncture of history for a particular purpose, adapt and change to new problems and challenges? So it's asking that question in relation to cross-border displacement to say, the international institutional framework regulating states' responses to refugees was created in the 1950s, it's adapted relatively slowly, and the nature of the problem to which it responds has changed far more radically. To what extent does the existing current institutional framework have the capacity to adapt and change, particularly at national and local levels? So, again, it can be read at those two levels. One, a contribution to refugee studies and forced migration. The other, really exploring the nature of international institutions and how they translate from the global to the national and local level and change and adapt over time. By way of background, then, we normally assume that states are primarily responsible for the fundamental human rights of their own citizens. But just occasionally, governments are unwilling or unable to protect the most fundamental rights of their own citizens. And in response to that, the international society has created the global refugee regime as a way of providing international protection, a form of substitute protection, to people who cross borders as a last resort because their own governments are unable or unwilling to provide those fundamental rights. Now, the main two elements of that regime, as you'll be aware, are an international treaty, the 1951 Convention on the Status of Refugees, that defines who is a refugee and the rights to which such people are entitled, and an international organization, the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, that supervises states' implementation of their obligations under that convention-based framework. However, that framework was created at a particular historical juncture and for a particular geographical context, post-Second World War Europe. And it was created in that context to address the aftermath of the Holocaust and the start of the Cold War era. And as such, the definition of a refugee focused on people fleeing a well-founded fear of persecution, people fleeing active persecution by their own governments, the targeted discriminatory acts of a government. And that framework was designed and envisaged by its creators to adapt over time, either through ad hoc intergovernmental agreements or through the jurisprudence and interpretation of courts at the national level. But in practice, it has adapted relatively slowly, and arguably more slowly than the changing nature of cross-border displacement. So today, a debate has emerged on the so-called new drivers of displacement, to use the language of the High Commission.